Oh, brother. So let me get this straight. They were hit with some kind of a pet quirk. And the whole class voted and decided that I have to take care of them until they're better. How the hell is that fair?
I'm sorry, man. That's just what we all decided. I mean, I couldn't watch them tonight because I'm going out with Kaminari. And Deku had plans with Todoroki. And all the girls were going out, so... We figured since you were going to be the only one in the dorms, you could look after them.
Ah, this is ridiculous. Why don't you just find some kind of canceling quirk and change them back?
Well, we actually already tried that, and nothing happened. Then Aizawa went to the person that actually put this quirk on them, and they said that it takes 24 hours before it loses its effect. So they're stuck like this until then. But aren't they cute? Look how fluffy they are.
Kiri. I don't know how to take care of pets, alright? Especially not ones like this. I mean, what the hell am I supposed to do with them?
Well, feed them, keep them company, I guess? Take them on walks? Isn't that right?
This is so stupid. I mean, there's still a person in there, right? This isn't just some trick to get me to have a new pet.
Oh, of course. They really are a person. Don't you remember? They were the new one in our class. We even hung out with them a couple of times after school.
Oh, yeah, I do remember. But this thing looks nothing like them.
I think that's kind of the point, man.
Kiri, I still don't like this. Are you sure you have to go out tonight? Can't you stay and, you know, help me?
Sorry, Katsuki. I made these plans a while ago, and I don't really like to cancel stuff. Don't worry. You're gonna do great. I mean, your family's owned like a dog and stuff before, right? You've had pets in the past.
I mean, I suppose so, but my dad always looked after them. It was never on me.
Well, I'm sure you'll do great regardless. Look at the time. I gotta go. I'll see the two of you later. Hopefully I'll see you when you're back in your human form. Oh, be good for Katsuki, okay? Oh, you're so cute. That's it. You like the pets, huh?
Kiri! Will you just go already if you're gonna go?
Yeah, right. See you later. Good luck to the two of you.
Yeah. Thanks for nothing, I guess. Great. What am I supposed to do with you? Don't give me that look. Damn it. Are you hungry or anything? I guess you can't really talk to me, can you? Can you at least nod your head yes or no? Okay, up and down if you're hungry, and side to side if you're not. You're not, huh? Okay. Man, I don't even know what to say to you. Hey! Why are you rubbing up against my leg? They really did turn you into some kind of a pet. This is weird. But at least you can sort of understand me. 24 hours, huh? But wait. Kiri didn't tell me how long you've been like this already. Man. I guess you're staying with me tonight, so it doesn't really matter. Hopefully you'll be back to normal by morning? You nodded. Okay, I'll take that as a yes. Let's go for a walk, then. Do you want to go outside and, like, run around or something? I'll take that as a yes. But wait. I can't have you going out like this. I mean, they have pet policies here. You have to be on some kind of a leash or something. I know. I could just borrow one from Todoroki's room. He had that one dog thingy for a week or so. Maybe he still has stuff for it. Come this way. Come on. Damn it. I'm not gonna carry you. You have to, follow me. Do you understand? Okay, good. This is gonna be a fun night. Alright, his room's just down the hall. Come on. Keep up with me. Man. How the hell did I get roped into this? I mean, they do look kinda cute. No, what the hell am I saying? This isn't them. I mean, it is, but it's not. Whatever. Alright, just sit here, okay? Don't move. Hey, Todoroki, you still here? I have a favor. Yeah? What's up? Oh, hey, Bakugo. Didn't expect to see you today. Don't you have the day off? Yeah, I do. But because I do, I got roped with watching them. Oh, right. I heard about that. They got hit with some kind of transformation quirk and ended up as a pet. They look pretty cute, don't they? Yeah. But anyway, they want to go outside, and I don't want them to run off or anything. Do you still have that leash and collar? From when you watched your sister's new dog or whatever a couple weeks ago? Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. I also have a food and water bowl if you want that, too. And some toys. Actually, that'd be great. Alright, give me a second to grab you back. You can just hand me the collar. I wanted to put it on them. Sure. I'll be right back. Ah, man. Well, at least you know how to sit and stay. That's a plus, I guess. Stop wagging your tail at me. And giving me those weird puppy dog eyes. I don't like it. You're not gonna get any pets from me either, so don't even try that. Alright, Kotsky. I got you a bag of all the stuff that I have. Let's see. Here's the leash and collar. You can take the bell off it if you want. It's kind of annoying. Thanks. Actually, I might leave it on. That way I can kind of keep track of them. Sure, suit yourself. Hey, Todoroki. I really do appreciate this. And don't worry, I'll give all this stuff back to you. Hopefully by tomorrow. Yeah, don't mention it. It's not a problem at all, Kotsky. But I gotta get going. I'll see you later. Yeah. Have fun tonight with Deku. I heard the two of you were going out or something. You heard about that, huh? Well, it's not official or anything, but... yeah, we are going out on a date. A date? Oh, I didn't know it was that. I mean, yeah. Good for you guys. I hope you have fun. We're going to try. I figured I'd start out with soup and a light salad, and then see how we feel after that. Right. Well, have fun on your date then. See you guys later. See you later, Kotsky. Oh, and call me if you need some advice. I'm actually pretty good with animals. So, no worries. I've got your back, okay? Yeah. Thanks for that. But don't worry. I don't want to interrupt your guys' night. I'll see you later. See you later. Well, that was awkward as hell. What are you grinning at? Will you wipe that look off your face? It looks weird when you're in that weird animal whatever form. But anyway, come here. I've got to put this stuff on you. Good grief. Hold still. There. I know it's not the most comfortable thing in the world, but it's better than you running away on me. Stop scratching at it. I'll take it off of you later. Hey, what are you laying down for? Don't you dare get pouty on me. What's wrong? Damn it. I can't understand your weird whimpering. Do you still want to go outside? Nod yes or no. Yes. Okay then. That means you have to stand up and stop rolling around on the floor. Yeah. You don't have to bite at it. I've got the bag. I'm not gonna forget. Okay. Ready? Let's go this way. I can't believe I'm actually gonna walk you around like this. Feels kinda strange, doesn't it? And knowing that you're a person and all. And not just a pet. I also don't understand why you're being so cuddly with me. I already told you I'm not gonna pet you. Hey! Stop that. And no licking me either. That's disgusting. Well, now that we're outside, let's go walk around the park for a little bit. I'm actually really sorry that this happened to you. I can't even imagine what you must be feeling trapped in there like that. In that body, I mean. Not being able to talk or anything. What do you mean it's okay? Wait a minute. I just understood you. Even though your mouth didn't move. What's happening? No, it wasn't that. I just... you did it again. You're talking, but you're not talking. Is it just in my head? Okay, I guess that makes sense. I didn't realize that this gave you the ability to speak telepathically like that. But can anyone else around hear you? You don't think so? Wow. That was unexpected. I didn't think you could talk to me at all. You're still learning, huh? I mean, I guess so. It sucks that you even have to adjust to this. And for a whole day? Man, I'd probably just lock myself in my room. Or have somebody else do it for me. But now that we can kinda talk, do you mind telling me how this happened to you? Okay. An argument, huh? Well, that sucks. I can't believe they did that to you over that. Just to prove a point? That's stupid. What a stupid reason to turn your friend into an animal like this. Well, I guess that's true. At least they got in some big trouble for it. And got suspended. But I think they should have got kicked out of school altogether. I mean, that's really not cool, you know. What if you had plans or something today? They completely ruined everything for you. What do you mean it's not all bad? How could you say that? I mean, look at you. Sure, you're cute and fluffy and whatever, but still. You get to spend more time with me? What the hell does that matter? Never mind, I don't want to know. I need to sit down. Let's see. It looks like Todoroki gave me some snacks or something in this bag. You must be getting hungry. I don't even know if this is okay to feed you these. You really want to try it, huh? I mean, I guess I could go get you some actual pet food or something. Cookies just seem, I don't know, unhealthy. Okay. But since we're out here and all, and you're supposed to be my pet, if you really want it, you gotta do a trick for it. Just 'cause I wanna see if you can. Oh, come on. It can't be any more humiliating than you running around like that. Hey, I'm the one that's taking care of you. So if you want the treat, you gotta earn it. Be a good little pet for me and sit. That's more like it. Now roll over. No protesting. Oh, that was perfect. Now you gotta shake. Come on, I know you can do it. Oh, that was so good. Good job. All right. Here. You can have the cookie. You've definitely earned it. This is actually kind of fun. I mean, in a weird kind of way, I guess. I've never had a pet before. Right. I didn't forget that. You're not my actual pet. You want to do what? Play fetch? I thought you didn't want me to treat you like my pet. What happened? You want to give me the full experience? Huh. You say so. Alright. Let's see what else Todoroki has in here. Maybe there's something I could throw. I guess there's this thing. Alright. Don't jump up on me. I'll throw it, okay? Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Fetch! Good job. You caught it before it even hit the ground. Oh, look at you. Did that make you happy? Hey, watch it. I told you not to jump up on me. Damn it. Don't lick my face. All right, that's enough. I hate to admit it, but you really are kind of cute like this. Nothing. Forget I said that. My face is not red. Alright, get off of me. Want me to throw it one more time? Okay, fine. Are you ready? Okay. 1, 2, 3. Fetch. Oh, you got it. Good job. Sorry, I threw that one a little bit too far. What are you doing? Just spit it out. No, I'm not gonna play tug of war with you. Hey. You're being ridiculous. All right, that's enough. Just drop it. No, Don't sit on my lap. Okay, fine. I'll pet you a little bit. I still think this is kind of weird. How's that? Behind your ears. Yeah, I got it. There. All right. We should probably head back inside. It's starting to get late. Come on then, my little pet. What do you mean, don't pull so tight? Then you've got to keep up with me. That's perfect. Just walk next to me. You do make a pretty good pet, though. Just so you know. It's good to be back inside. Hey! Get off the couch! Damn it! I don't want you to get your dirty paws on all my stuff. Well, how do you know that they're clean? They could be covered in dirt. I mean, we were just walking outside. Sit down. Alright, fine. What is it? Hey! I told you not to lick me! Thank you. For what? I didn't do anything. Taking care of you. Yeah, don't mention it. I guess this wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be. But here, hold still. Let me take this collar off of you now. You don't have to keep wearing it since we're inside. There. Is that better? You're tired, huh? Yeah, me too. Maybe I'll just rest my eyes for a second. Fine. You can lay on me. There. That's a good pet. You did really good today. I'm super proud of you. You're handling this like a champ. Just try to relax and get some rest, alright? Easy. No, it's fine. You're just putting all your weight on my chest. Don't worry about it. What is it now? Why are you staring at me like that? Well, of course you've never been this close to my face before. Hey, don't you dare start that again. I don't want you to lick me anymore, okay? I get it. Being in this form, you want to be super affectionate and whatever. But still. Alright, fine. I guess one more time couldn't hurt. Go ahead. But just on my cheek this time, okay? Alright, that's enough. Hang on. What's happening? You changed back. And you're on top of me. Don't look now, but you might wanna, here. Cover up with this. No, it's fine. I mean, we didn't think you were gonna... And, jeez, What are you doing? You can move now. You don't have to keep your face so close to my face, you know. What? Yeah, but... Hey, hang on. I get it. You want to say thank you. But this isn't necessary. You still feel affectionate. Well, yeah, I mean, it might take a little bit for all of it to wear off. But hey, you're human again. So just, you know, my face. I mean, of course it's blushing. You're still laying on top of me. You're sad. Why? Shouldn't you be happy that you changed back? Because you were enjoying your time with me. Oh, yeah. I mean, I was too. It was kind of nice having you, as a pet. But you're not. I mean, you're a person. Damn it. I can't even think straight. Or get my words together. What did you say? We still have all night? Well, I mean, I guess I agreed to watch you till morning. But you're normal, so... Hey! Alright, I get it. You want to enjoy this a little bit longer. And so do I. But we can't keep pretending that you're... I mean, you know... You want me to put the collar back on you? Are you serious right now? Okay. But wait. If we're gonna do this, let's agree to keep this between us, alright? No one has to know that you changed back. Until morning, I mean. Sounds good to you? Huh. You really are an interesting one. Alright. Here. I can tighten it to make it fit. How does that feel? Really good. Wow. You really are super cuddly and clingy. Even when you're not in that pet form. Just to me? Huh. I wonder why that is. Oh, right. I'm not really good at this sort of thing, but... I'll give it a shot, just for you. Okay. Man, this is weird. I still keep picturing you as that pet. No. Don't worry, I'm not gonna make you roll over again. Or sit or whatever. Hey! I told you to stop licking me. Aw, who's my good pet? You like it when I scratch behind your ears? That's it. You're so good for me. Hey, hang on. You don't have to do that. Well, all right, I guess, but I... Hey there, listener.
Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, daily updates, and of course, exclusive spicy content made just for you, and much, much more. My Discord link is also in the description down below, if you'd like to chat with me. I'd love to get to know you better. And as always, this is Akihiko Kai. See you next time.